from Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor.
Richard Thorpe.
Moisturize the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, different moisturized Raleigh 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new moisturized Raleigh 903. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian, the star of our Raleigh Cigarette program, Red Skelton.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, look, when they read that stuff, don't laugh there, see? This is our meat and potatoes, but that other stuff is the bread and butter.
How are you, Ron?
Oh, fine. Hello, Red.
Well, what do we talk about tonight?
Well, yesterday was Pan-American Day.
No, one guy panned America enough yesterday.
Hey, you know, I got an idea. I was just listening to Hope. I'm going to start a contest like he's got.
Really?
Yeah, well, I'm going to change it a little. You send in a jingle that says, "My favorite Chevrolet, and for the prize, we'll send you a 1947 brunette."
Say, Red, have you gotten over the effects of that fireman's benefit we played in Riverside last week?
Did I? Let's see. Yeah, yes, it is.
Hey, by the way, why did you keep telling everybody that you used to be a fireman?
Well, I was at one time.
Well, you didn't have to prove it by sliding down the brass rail at the bar, you know.
Well, I didn't slide down the brass rail. Where'd you ever get that idea?
I bumped into you three times.
Hey, that was pretty strong orange juice they were serving, wasn't it, in those silver jugs there.
They were fire extinguishers.
No wonder they had to get the hook and ladder to take me off. Hey, you know, I used to be a member of the fire department.
Well, here we go again. What do we bother to rehearse for?
No, I used to be a member of the fire department.
Okay, so you're a member of the fire department.
Yeah, I was... I used to be the language authority.
The language authority for a fire company?
Yeah, yeah. You get up, you see, the alarm would come in about 3 o'clock in the morning. We'd slide down the pole. It'd be icy cold, oh, 30 below zero. So we'd jump in the car, we'd drive across the icy streets to the other side of the town. Where's he going? Of course, we're standing here with a band. He don't know when to come in either. Anyhow, we'd drive up to where the fire was, and we'd get there and we'd find out it's a false alarm, see? And that's where I came into the language authority. I'd say, "Now, what's your language, boy?"
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Smoke this new modern Raleigh 903. See for yourself that it's far better than any cigarette ever made before because it's moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. The greatest advance in cigarette making in 25 years. It's the new, all-new Raleigh 903.
And remember this about the new moisturized Raleigh 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, follow the lead of Ella Raines, co-starring in Time Out of Mind, the Universal International Picture. Smoke the new moisturized Raleigh 903. It's so much smoother, richer, better tasting. New blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Raleigh 903 is new. All new. It's moisturized.
Anita Ellis sings, "That's Where I Came In."
That's where I came in. I was lonely. That's how dreams begin. It was more than a moment of bliss. It's the first time I ever knew two hearts could kiss. When your eyes gave me the welcome sign, something told me someday you'd be mine. The door of love was open as I was passing by, and that's where I came in. When your eyes gave me the welcome sign, something told me someday you'd be mine. The door of love was open as I was passing by.
Scrapbook of Satire.
See, since the phone strike, that's the only way he can get a message home to his wife.
Page one, the New West.
Boy, you keep on, you're going to wind up on the sticky side of a postage stamp. There, a boy.
Say, that sure is a high-spirited horse you've got there.
Sure is, stranger. He's from California. He's the son of Smokey.
What's his name?
Smuggy.
Sure is a nice horse.
Yeah, he's smart, too. Hey, Smokey, come here. Show the man how smart you are. What is two and two? Come on, boy, one more. You don't feel very good today. You're a stranger in town, ain't you?
Yes, I'm here for my health.
And he sure came to the right place. I first came here, couldn't walk. He used to have to pick me up out of my bed and dress me.
How long have you been here?
Ever since the day I was born.
I'll bet you have to possess a lot of endurance to live here the year round.
You said it. Every once in a while, we find ourselves going a little loco. Only last night, I tied a rope around my waist and tried to jump out of a tree to commit suicide.
Look, to hang yourself, you have to put the rope around your neck.
I tried that, but I choked myself so bad I could hardly breathe. I didn't catch the initials on your brand and iron.
Oh, my name's McGregor. I'm here to write a story about the West in my paper.
Well, now, aren't you in luck, stranger? I'm Deadeye, the most feared man of the West. Watch what happens when these two critters recognize me that's riding this way. Hey, stop them horses. I'm Deadeye, the toughest two-fisted cowboy in these parts. Yes, sir, I'm Deadeye, one of the toughest one-fisted cowboys in this book. You're going to like the peace and quiet of the desert, though, there, Tenderfoot.
Tell me, what is your definition of a Tenderfoot?
Tenderfoot? That's a man that rides a horse and then finds out his feet ain't so tender after all. Yeah, but you know what all of them. Anybody got it, explain it to me. I don't know. You know, the West ain't the same anymore.
I guess the old Indian traditions have changed, too.
Yeah, no more powwows. Cost too much to hire the makeup man to slap on that war paint.
Can't they put it on themselves?
What, and have the Basket Weavers and Bead Stringers Union stage a walkout? Hey, let's go over the Fandango Saloon across the street. I'll treat you to a coyote frappe.
Okay.
That's good. I want you to meet my gal from Montana, Clammy Jane, better known as Duke from Butte. She's, well, she wanted me once for her husband. He wanted me for target practice, too. Okay, piano player. Hey, tone deaf. That'll be enough. Hey, bartender, what's wrong with that piano player?
Deadeye! How come you in here?
Well, why shouldn't I be here?
Look here in the obituary column.
What is it?
Why, there's your name.
Yeah? Who does it say I'm married?
Married? Why, it says you is dead.
Well, I'm mighty obliged to you for telling me. Been rather embarrassing to walk around dead and not know about it.
It says you were killed in a gun duel with three-fingered Jack.
Yeah?
Yeah, and if Jack comes in here and finds out you're still alive, why, he'll fill you so full of slugs you'll feel like a pay phone.
Yeah? Oh, here comes Miguel. Howdy, Clammy. Ah, you look sweet enough to kiss, girl.
And you look stupid enough to try it.
Yeah.
Deadeye, you've got to clear out of here. Three Fingers just heard you was in town. He thinks I'm still in love with you.
Well, ain't you still in love with Miguel?
I ain't saying.
Well, ain't I the handsomest man in the West? Well, I'm the richest man in the West. Well, I'm the best he-man in the West. Well, it looks like I'll be heading south.
Deadeye, do you still think I'm the prettiest gal you ever seen?
That I do, gal, that I do.
You know what that means?
Means I've been on the desert too long, gal.
Look, now, you better clear out of here before Three Finger gets here.
He don't bother me, none. Let's just have a game of cards while we're waiting for Three Fingers.
Okay, that put your money down. I'll deal a poker hand, best hand fix all.
Okay.
We'll play the cards that I deal.
Okay, $500. How about you, stranger?
All right.
Nice gal I got there, ain't she?
Yes, Have you known each other long?
Ever since the gold rush. I was walking along and she winked and dropped her pickaxe.
Okay, boys, look at your card.
Yeah?
What do you got?
Four aces.
I've got four aces.
And I got four aces.
Well, it looks like I win. I got five aces.
Deadeye, that's Three Finger Jack.
Howdy there, Buzzard Bait.
What are you doing here, Deadeye? I told you once before, this town ain't big enough for both of us.
Why?
Because we don't like any yellow blowhards smelling up the air we breathe.
Oh, you don't, huh?
No, we don't.
You don't, huh?
No, we don't.
Well, it looks like I go home and pack then.
You won't have to.
No?
You're just no count, Deadeye.
No count, huh?
With nothing but trouble. Why, when you were 10, you robbed the stagecoach.
Yeah, but I threw the money away.
Why?
Stage money ain't no good.
I'm going to plug you, Deadeye.
Now, before you do, let me tell this newspaper man here why you're going to plug me. You see, he owns a lot of land up here. He's trying to sell a lot of poor suckers who've been led to believe that they're going to build a big dam project in these parts. Now, if the project goes through, he says, the land's going to be worth a lot of money, and everybody that owns it will get rich by selling it to the government.
So?
Well, he's just kind of mad because I asked a little question. If the land is worth so much, why does he want to sell it?
Yeah. Come to think about it, yeah.
Well, there's a brilliant line.
You know, I never thought about that.
Ah, come on. The traditions of the West is dead. But even an old count critter like me likes to fight fair and square.
Yeah, Three Finger, put that shooter away.
Yeah. Why don't we count three and then draw, huh?
Okay, I'm game.
Now, you ought to know better than that, huh? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Deadeye. You didn't even count.
Yeah. Come to think of it, yeah. That's why they called me No Count Did I.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Smoke this new, modern, moisturized Rolly 903. See for yourself that it's far better than any cigarette ever made before. It's new, all-new. New blend, new freshness, new taste.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Test certified by a jury of 14 doctors based on a method used by the United States government. Prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all new Rolly 903. It's moisturized.
Forrester and his Rolly Cigarette Orchestra play Chartus. Boyfriends and piggy banks.
You know you with a boy on juvenile jury, you get the order, he's sick, and I went down to see him.
Well, where's your hat?
The wind blew it away.
That's impossible. It had an elastic chin strap on it.
Elastic? Yes. I thought that was licorice, and I ate it. I thought it was a widow's tail.
Get yourself upstairs.
Okay.
And don't slam the door.
What'd you say about the door, Nemora?
Oh, never mind.
No.
Now, Junior, I want you to behave.
Right.
Who do you think is coming?
The stork?
He wouldn't have the nerve to show his face around here again after the dirty trick he played on your mother the last time. No, your Aunt Edna's boyfriend's coming over.
Aunt Edna's boyfriend is coming? Oh, boy, me piggy bank can smile again.
There will be no panhandling.
Trusting old soul, ain't she? Can I just walk through the room and jiggle me piggy bank?
No. This young man, we hope, is going to propose to Aunt Edna.
Propose? Yes. What's that?
Well, it means that he's going to ask her to marry him.
Well, that goes to show you. If a girl waits long enough, she'll find some guy who ain't got all these marbles.
Now, off with you. Go to the bathroom and take a shower.
Why? He's not going to propose to me?
Junior.
Hmm?
Go take a nice warm shower. Run along.
Okay, I will take me shower. Because I had a feeling that somebody was going to be peeking in on me.
Oh, well, I haven't time to argue. Here, get in your company suit.
Oh, no, you don't. I refuse to wear that straight jacket. Not wearing no company suit tonight.
What's up the noise, Mother?
Oh, Junior's acting up again. You he knows your boyfriend is coming.
They got your boyfriend.
Junior, stop.
Yeah, you better hurry and get dressed. It's getting kind of late, boy. Better start applying the camouflage on you. Letting him see you like this is like shooting a ball after the machine's been tilted, you know.
What time is
it? It's time you got dressed.
Yeah. Oh, I better go fix my hair.
You'll find it on the chair by the window. I put it there when I got through dusting with it.
Here, I'll put this out just in case.
Oh, no. Don't make me wear the cowbell. I won't eavesdrop tonight. Please don't make me wear the cowbell.
Okay, I trust you.
Isn't it wonderful what you can do with a little tear in your voice? Oh, somebody got their finger on the doorbell. It worked. Me widow trap worked. I better set off the electricity so he can let go, huh?
Is that bell stuff?
No, but I know there's somebody that is, boy. Okay. Now you can let go. Get up off your knees. Welcome to the booby trap for bachelors.
Is Edna here?
Yeah, she's upstairs baiting a hook for you. Hey, Nemo, the beloved sucker is here.
Yoo-hoo, I'll be right down.
Yoo-hoo? What a funny name that is. Come in, Mr. Yoo-hoo. Come in, will you? Come in. Let me take care of your hat and wallet, will you? What's that you got under your arm there?
That's a box of candy.
Oh, let me carry it. It looks kind of heavy.
Oh, hello, young man.
Oh, how do you do? Don't tell me you're Edna's mother.
Yes, and this is my little grandson.
Yes. Well, I never would have known it. You're so young.
Yeah, Namor, look, you almost sound like me, you know? You know, Namor does look young, doesn't she, mister? Huh?
She certainly does.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin, you should tell her the same thing, you know?
Junior, Benjamin Franklin has been dead for 110 years.
Ben is dead? I'm sorry to hear this. How long ago did it happen?
110 years.
I thought it was funny he stopped writing all of a sudden.
Junior, that's enough. Won't you sit down? Edna will be right down.
Yeah, she'll be right down. She's up for getting your... Ben is dead?
Junior.
Here, now, don't you hit me. You bigger than I is.
Now, run along, Junior.
Okay, you let me stay here. I'm going to tell.
You tell what?
I will tell everybody that you sneak around the neighborhood early every morning and steal the milk off all the bottles, the cream off you get.
Why, I do no such thing.
Oh, no. What's that noise out on my front porch there?
Meow.
Yeah.
Will you excuse me? I'll go and see what's keeping Edna.
Yes.
Just make yourself at home.
Yeah, yes, shut her down. Make yourself at home.
Gee, this is a nice place you've got here.
Yeah.
Everything is so neat and clean.
Yeah, I overslept this morning.
Where's your grandfather?
Hmm?
Where's your grandfather?
He's down in the cellar. He feels bad because Ben's dead. He and Mr. Buschetti and Mr. Thorpe and Mr. Fowler are down there exercising.
Exercising?
Yeah, I think so. Every time I listen at the door, I hear one of them say, well, let's lift another one, huh? Hey, you know, I like you better than most of the guys come around here to see me, Aunt Edna.
You mean Fowler's call on her?
Not many, but they keep coming back.
They do?
Can't believe it the first time. Hey, one fellow used to give me a dime. He was a nice kid, you know. And but there was another fellow who used to look at me with empty pockets. He was a nice guy. Always gives me a quarter, he did, you know. Oh, here comes Grandma. Keep in mind what we were just talking about.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Herbert.
Well, go on, give her a kiss. Give her a kiss. Make with a goober. Make with a goober.
Come on, Junior, outside.
No, I want to stay here and watch her hook him into marrying
her. Junior!
I'm going to sneak back into the sunroom, because that's where they're going to be, and I know they're. But, boy, look at that space under the sofa there. Oh, what a spot for a listening ghost. I wonder if it's big enough to crawl under. Look big enough. If I do this, I'm going to get a whipping. Then again, I don't know why I'm wasting my time thinking about it. I'm going to do this, isn't it? Oh, boy, here I go. Oh, boy, Grandma's going to have to find a new place to sweep dirt. This place is packed under here. Oh, boy, I feel like an undercover man here. Oh, didn't stay undercover long, though. Oh, I whipped the seat out of me with your pants. Look. Oh, boy, I'm getting too big for this sort of thing. Oh, somebody's coming. Somebody's coming. Oh, they're sitting down. They're sitting down. I'm going to listen to what you're.
Well, here we are, Edna. All alone.
Well, you can call me dearest.
Well, you can call me sweetheart.
You can call me when this is over. I wonder why the people should. All the lights dim down in here. Maybe they don't want to see how silly they look looking at each other.
Edna, it sounds like Junior's right here in the room with us. Are you sure he can't get out of his little bed?
Well, of course I'm sure. The time lock on it doesn't go off until 7 tomorrow morning.
You know, someday I hope to have a little boy like him.
That guy's nuttier than I thought. Oh, look, his shoelaces are untied. I'll tie them for you. Together. There, now.
Oh, boy. Do you think it's chilly in here?
Kinda, Edna, dear. Shall I? I'll close the window. Oh!
What happened?
Oh, somebody tied my shoelaces together.
And I know who it was, too. Junior?
Grandma, please, let go me here. Just don't whip me, Grandma. Please, don't whip me.
Well,
please.
What have you got to say?
How do I get in touch with Ben to ask him to move over?
We hope you like our program well enough to visit us again next Tuesday night. So until next Tuesday, Dan,
this is Ben Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying Rolly.
Ben Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying Rolly.